Twitters from the Atlantic by Barry Mahoney. No doors or windows. The world recession has claimed the hopes and dreams of many expats, as well as many local people. Many expats who finally achieved their dream of a new life and home in the sun have packed their bags and the few belongings that they have managed to salvage and return to their home countries. Many cases that I know of have been little short of tragic, although there are some that have left me wondering whether the intending expat should ever have been allowed to leave home in the first place. James and Charlotte moved into their new home full of the usual excitement and hopes for the future. Both had good jobs and hoped to shortly start a family. As with so many, they overstretched themselves and their mortgaged home required two incomes to pay the hefty mortgage bill, credit card bills, new car, as well as the usual day-to-day living expenses. The couple were already deeply in debt before the young woman lost her job, followed by her partner a few weeks later. Unless you're very fortunate, most banks in Spain are not tolerant of mortgage arrears, and rather quicker than in the UK, owner-occupiers are soon forced out of their homes and the property is repossessed by the bank and resold at a knockdown price, or more likely, in these difficult times, auctioned for a song. The young couple were given notice to leave, but before they left, they decided it was payback time for the bank, and they decided to take with them whatever they could salvage. They removed kitchen units, cupboards, bathroom suite, shower cubicle. This was followed by the removal of the wooden staircase, all the windows and doors, and metal railings from the front of the house. One thing that did astound me was they also took with them all the external patio tiles, as well as indoor floor tiles. Well, anyone who's tried to remove tiles will know that it's back-breaking work, and it is, in my experience, almost impossible to remove tiles without breaking them. One can only imagine the heartache, the bitterness, and the anger that lay behind these actions. Another young couple, Grant and Sue, wrote to tell me of their difficult situation. Grant and Sue lived in their home for a couple of years, but when both lost their jobs, they could not pay their mortgage. The bank was then sympathetic to their plight, and so they decided to rent out their property and move away from the area to live with friends until better times came along, when they could move back into their home. Grant talked about the problem in a bar one night, when he was drowning his sorrows, and soon found a Spanish couple that agreed to rent their home for 6 months or so. It seemed like an answer to his prayers. Or was it? Foolishly, Grant made the mistake of revealing that unless the rent was paid, then they could not pay the mortgage, and the bank would repossess the property. The Spanish couple moved into their home, and being well aware of the law, failed to pay any rent at all. The house was duly repossessed by the bank. The Spanish couple were allowed to remain in the property, as they were now sitting tenants and had a child attending the village school, a situation that provides tenants with additional rights. Grant and Sue's home was then sold to the sitting tenants for a very low price, and Grant and Sue were left with nothing. Indeed, they still owe a considerable sum of money to the bank, as not all the debt was repaid. Renting is a strategy that many expats consider if they cannot sell their property and still have to pay the mortgage. However, my best advice is to avoid doing this at all costs unless you're absolutely clear about the law in your adopted country. Have a good lawyer and a well-established lettings agency to support you. If you enjoyed this Twitter, have a look at my website, www.barrymahoney.com, and thank you for listening.